Quanqua. Oh, Quanqua.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Oh, Quanqua.
Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of The Spike on the Mic Show. As normal, I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as The Spike on the Mic, and we're coming at you from the U, the L, and the C, also known as the Undisclosed Location Central. The reason it's undisclosed is because we don't know where you are, but we don't know where we are either. And so we just want to surprise everybody. But the main goal of this show is to put some knowledge in your eardrums, to make your cerebrum vibrate and you to interpret things, what we're saying, and also maybe to make you laugh and have a little fun. I know you guys keep hearing me saying we, and you keep saying, well, Spike, I don't hear us that there's a we. Who are the we? We is plural in the English language. Look up Merriam-Webster. You'll see there is we means more than one. Well, that's because I have a thing called the resistance fighters here, and they are here to help us make this show go. We're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason and one reason only. And without him, we can't do a show. So let's just introduce the voice of reason. Voice of reason. How you sticking? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I guess that's the end of the show because the voice doesn't seem to know how to turn on his auditio. But we're going to fight through the pain. We're going to fight through the pain because the man who put that sounds in your eardrum that you did hear was another integral part of the resistance fighters. We like to call him PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like chewing gum on a hot sidewalk.
Woo, chewing gum on a hot sidewalk. And you know what's awesome about that? You're supposed to say what?
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 We can hear you.
Ah, isn't that neat?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what happened?
No, I didn't.
I got on here 8 o'clock in the morning and worked on it.
Okay. Well, you know, speaking of something neat, this dude here has a neat, fresh new haircut. I mean, it's you can still smell the bzzz from the barbershop.
Yeah.
He's the man known as Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, hi. How are you sticking?
I'm sticking good.
Right. I was slowing down because
pretty good. I'm sticking like a guy who's about to get on a plane and get the heck up out of Dodge.
Ooh-wee. Yeah, the reason I was stumbling because I saw you unmuting yourself, and I thought maybe, oh, no, we have another voice in our hand. But
by the way, I'm super excited for today's homework.
Oh, wow. That's going to be good. You know, your homework's all – you usually always get good grades in your homework.
Yeah, I'm going to knock it out of the park today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so y'all better bring your A game. We still get graded. It's a competition, right?
Yeah, serious.
I got a feeling this is going to be Steve's best homework, too.
Yes, I think so, too. Homework should be how to unmute.
Yeah.
Well, hold on a second. We're going to fight through the pain, but, you know, somebody's going to make this show look a little bit more betterer. That would be the one, the only, Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I am sticking like peanut butter to the roof of my mouth.
Oh, wow. Ooh,
a classic, but oldie, but classic. Peanut butter to the roof of the mouth. Peanut butter. I like that one. I think I've heard you. That a long time ago.
Sure.
Well, listen, we're just going to continue on the fight through the pain. All the other resistance fighters are either out on assignment, on vacation, or having technical difficulties.
Do you think that Reasonable X knows that both his camera and his microphone are off?
No, he doesn't.
Probably not.
Hey, let's do it over or under.
Okay.
We have what? How many more minutes left? 50 minutes left for this show?
Yeah.
55.
Voice of Reason, figure it out before the end of the show. What you say, Hanging Chad?
Under.
Oh, Miss Billy?
So I don't understand the under over part. Is it, are
yes
we
or
like
no.
under over a certain minute? Under no. or over a certain minute?
No.
Or,
under over,
like,
the
over
show.
Will, under will not.
Yeah.
Under, I think, yeah, I think under.
Okay. Okay, how about this? Forget over and under. Forget this. Will he figure it out? Yes or no?
I don't think so.
And no. Hanging Chad, no? PW?
No.
Wow. I mean, am I the only one who has an optimistic hope?
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
It's a good thing I showed up today, because you guys would have like 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, really? Serious.
So, what minute in the show do you think he's going to figure it all out?
It's going to be right at the very end.
57th minute.
Yeah, and then he's going to want to tell us some story.
Yeah, yeah, about a tomato that's going to take 5 minutes and we'll run out of time.
Serious. And then, of course, he's going to blame everyone but him about why he can't turn his video on.
It'll be the one day he finally wants to do a B report.
I'm chomping at the bits for a B report.
Yeah.
I want a B report.
Yeah. All right. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. These are the participating resistance fighters. We glad Hanging Chad came on, because we would have had a three-legged table if he wouldn't have been here. So now
I'm just saying, when promotion time comes around.
When it's time to do your review.
Chad's up for supervisor.
Not host. You can give that to Billy.
Chad, good work.
He could graduate to be the reason we're all here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, voice went like that, you guys.
Yeah, well, I see he's doing a lot about that.
It's hard to be the reason we're all here when you can't unmute, though.
When you're and the reason you're not here is because you can't. All right, I got some interesting stories that I'd like to get to, and I think they're going to be fun and interesting. I hope that we have time to get through at least two of them, two or three of them, with so much packed things that we do. Because this show, PW, we talk about three things. You can come in the room. The present and the future. All right. Also, in other news, this is great news that we just found out that we have a new phone line, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
We have a new phone line that is supposed to work. So if you're listening, you'd like to give us a call and participate. You can drive the show. Give us a call at 813-586-3331. Let's call that number again. It's 813-586-3331. Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, word on the street was that you tried to call the old number last week. Is that true or false?
I called whatever number Billy gave me, and
which was the old number.
It came up Spike on the Mic, but out of service, which is par for the course, I guess.
Really? So out of service means, out of service means we didn't pay our phone bill, which means
right.
The budget.
That's not true.
The budget
it
for
just,
the show. The budget
it,
for
it
the show.
The,
Stealthify. Okay.
She's like cutting off the host. You say one syllable and she jumps in with the sentence.
Really, what I was saying was by us not paying the phone bill, we had to figure, do we want to pay the lights or the salaries?
Yeah. So,
this is where we are right now.
Leave those lights.
How about it's not a caller driven show? You can beep us.
Oh, yeah, we'll get a beeper.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, it'll go off.
I tell you what, we can pay for about a 3-year subscription.
Yeah.
About $9. That'll be real cheap. And then we can just return the call if we feel like it.
About $9, really. All right. Well, let's go ahead and press on with this show, because I have some things I would love to talk to you peoples about.
Okay.
So, Without further ado, I think it's a topic changing music.
All right, here comes our very first topic of the day. And it's not going to be the fact that Steve can't be seen or heard.
Oh, he can be seen.
Oh, he can be seen now. Look at that.
I like to call this topic, to quote Mercedes, that's not all that strange.
To quote Mercedes, that's not all that strange.
That might be the weirdest topic title we've had ever.
Yeah, I was when
I almost couldn't finish it.
When W said it back, I said too many that's.
That's not all that strange.
Yeah, oh well. Let's see if we you guys can figure out why the topic goes with this. Have you guys heard that one lucky person can receive free Subway sandwiches for life?
Wow.
If they do this one thing, what do you think that Subway is suggesting you can get Subways for life if you do this? Hanging Chad?
By the Subway Corporation.
That I think that would work.
Yeah, that would work.
That definitely would win. How about you, PWs?
I'm thinking they have to eat there every day.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. And Miss Billy?
They have to only eat Subway for the rest of their life.
All those are good things, but there's good things, but that's not what they're doing. Between August 1st and August 4th, Subway says they will provide you will win $750 to cover this cost, and along with $50,000 in Subway gift cards. You will be the lucky winner to be able to eat Subway for life if you are willing to legally change your name to Subway. They say it will cover the cost to do that.
Oh,
if you think about that, though, that's pretty good marketing.
Subway W. Fenton.
Like, you couldn't tell me your name's Subway and I wouldn't think about Subway sandwiches.
Yeah,
well, that's not true because there's Subways in cities and I don't think about the sandwich.
Yeah, you do. Nobody thinks of the Subway. When you say Subway, the worst thing come to your mind?
Do they even call Subways anymore?
All right, both of y'all said something at the same time. Let me try it again. When you hear the word Subway, what's the first thing come to your mind?
Cheese.
Okay, PW says cheese. Billy, what'd you say?
I said New York.
Hanging Chad?
This is sad, but I think of that creepy Jeremy guy or whatever the heck his name was.
Oh, yeah. What the hell's his name?
Yeah, no. Let's not talk about him. Jared.
Well, Jared.
Most people most people think of the Subway restaurant. So you're right, Billy. Change my name to Subway Spike. Dang, that's pretty cool. So, but listen.
That sounds cool. That's a character.
Yeah.
Subway Spike.
It'll work. It's not that strange because I think Kanye West's kid is named, what, Ivory Blue or Blue Ivy or something like that? So
Northwest.
Oh, okay. Well, somebody named Blue Ivy. I think it may be Jay.
That's Beyonce and Jay-Z. You're correct.
Right. So, question to the resistance fighters.
Voice of Subway.
But by $50,000 in gift cards and free Subway for life, W, would you change it?
Yeah, I would turn in the cards and get some other restaurant.
No. Would you change your name to Subway?
Long enough to get the cards, then I would sell the cards.
Oh, how about you, Billy's?
No.
And Hanging Chad?
No, because.
Then I would have to eat at Subway.
Because.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
You have to get a new driver's license.
I don't eat Subway.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
why?
One of them that I don't. Because I think there's better options, in my opinion.
Oh, okay.
But, like, pretty much all their competitors.
Oh. Damn.
Ding, 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 ding,
I used to. I honestly did used to, but then I started trying others, and they're just more fresh tasting to me.
Ooh.
And that's not a dig. It's just what
reference.
You know, you can go to, for example, Jersey Mike's, and it's freshly sliced. They sit there and slice it right in front of you.
Yeah, but I think on the word on the street is that Subway is now slicing their meats right there too, which is going.
Oh, they could be because I haven't been there in like
long
7
time.
Years.
Yeah, I think that's going to make customers, not customers, going to take a longer time now. I dig the Subways. I go, you know, whenever I'm in the area, I'm okay with it. Because remember that story? Well, no, that's just a totally different thing. So anyway, one lucky one, you got a chance between August 1st and August 4th to do this. And I'm thinking, according to this poll we just taken on resistance fighters, nobody's going to do that. So good luck to the lucky new Subway winner.
Well, see, what's going to happen is there's going to be like 100 different people that legally change their name to Subway, but only one of them is going to win. So there's going to be 99 really pissed off people with the name Subway for the rest of their life.
Or they have to split it and you only get a bag of chips now.
Sun chips.
Yeah. Oh, no, sun chips would probably be worth it.
I just thought of something.
Cheddar, not the regular.
Right.
In that case, if I change my name to Subway, do I have a right to copyright it? Oh, because Subway, I'm thinking.
I mean, what are you copywriting? Your name?
Your name. Your own name, yeah.
No, you can't stop somebody else from being named Subway or Jennifer. I can't copyright Chad and have no other Chads. What kind of world would that be with not a lot of Chads? With no Chads, like what kind of world?
Can you imagine a world without Chads? I don't
know. There'd be a lot of virgins.
A lot of happy kids.
Yeah.
And a lot of people eating dinner.
Yeah.
Isn't eating a waste of time to you, Hanging Chad? Yes.
It's not a waste of time. I mean, you got to do it to live, but like, I don't see the big, you know,
enjoyment factor.
Well, people freak out about it. Like,
ooh, let's go to dinner.
One of my worst, least favorite things are people who make noise while they eat. Like,
yeah.
So gross to me. Like, just swallow and shut up.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't think we need that many more.
You know, this is a rabbit hole. You can't get me on this topic.
Yeah, I'm thinking we can go ahead and get rid of some of these Chads.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's turn in some Chads.
Serious. All right. Well, there you have it. Get your name changed if you want to eat for free a Subway for life. So, hey, let's do this. Let's go ahead and change gears a little bit by talking about the big A word of the day.
Oh, okay.
You are getting better and better at that. I have to give you that, Miss Billis. You are getting better and better.
You're just accepting that I was always perfect more and more every day.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I will tread lightly with that. All right, so word of the day, ladies and gentlemen, what we try to do is we try to educate the mind of our listener.
No, we only have that one.
A listener. and educate those out there and ourselves with. I'm going to play the big A word of the day. We're going to play it in total silence 3 times in order for everyone to hear it. And then we're going to ask resistance fighters, do they know what the big A word of the day is? And they're going to give me a yay or a nay. And then from that point forward, we're going to maybe expound on it. So here, ladies and gentlemen, is the big A word of the day.
Okay.
Events.
I hope Steve can.
Events. Events.
You think Steve could hear it?
Right.
Wait, is that events? E-V-E-N-T-S? Yeah. Events?
I know this one, guys.
No. The reason you didn't hear it because you were talking over it.
No, I know it. I know what events are.
Okay, this is the big A word of the day.
Events. Events.
Yeah.
Events.
Got it. Events. I know what events are.
All right. Woo. So you're getting more educated. Okay, so let's go around the room. Billy, do you know what events are? First you should ask me.
Yes, I absolutely know what events are. Yes.
EWs, do you know what the big A word of the day is?
I think so.
And Hanging Chad, do you know what the big A word of the day is?
Yep. Okay. It might be my first one.
I didn't type it in. E-V-E-N-T-S. Events.
Okay, now let me just explain. You guys jumped out the gate loud and wrong.
It's events. You said that that's how it's spelled.
I said I would play it in total silence, and you guys were talking, and y'all didn't hear it. It's spelled E-V-I-N-C-E. E-V-I-N-C-E.
Events. Events.
So now that you know how to spell it, do you guys now know what the big A word of the day is? I go over stop with you hanging Chad.
No.
I'm pretty sure I know.
Hey, Billy's, you saying yay?
It's the digital.
No, you know what it is, yes or no?
It's the digital version of Vince, as opposed to the analog version of Vince.
Of Vince, yeah.
Events. Events.
Yeah. It's an electronic Vincent.
So I guess I'll ask PW, you know what the big A word of the day is?
Now I do.
Okay.
I know it's events.
And not events. It's events, not events.
All right, so, well, how about this? Billy, use the big A word of the day in a sentence, please.
Events had to be programmed to clean my bathroom.
Yeah. All right.
Hanging Chad, did she use it correctly?
Yes.
BW, did she do it correctly?
No. I'll tell you.
Why?
It means Steve has to evince us that he's still here.
Steve will eventually get here.
Eventually, yes.
Actually, PW, you're close to what the meaning is.
Ooh.
Events is a formal word that means to display clearly.
Mm. Oh, it's not an electronic shower, buddy, like Billy said.
No, that's not this one. But, you know, events. So, guys, in your travels, especially when you're up there in Boston, they use their words all the time. Just say, oh, I think we should eventually go over here.
Yeah.
And then your people will say, ooh, look at the big brain on Chad.
You can see it through my haircut.
Yeah, really.
I know, on the sides there. Yeah.
There is the events. All right. Wait a minute. Did we hear something?
I'm about to go to an event in Boston.
Clearly. You're going to display
in Boston.
Really? All right, there you go. So now it's time for topic changing music. Oh.
Thank goodness we're changing the topic. Because the topic about events was weird.
I really didn't want to change the topics. I wanted to do, did you do your homework?
Oh, we could do that.
Okay. Do your homework. Grab that pen, boy, come on, do your homework. Dude, I don't care what anyone say. I don't know why people say that. I think we have some of the best transitional music in this history.
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, we could probably just do a whole show of transitional music.
Okay, let's name them real quick before we do your homework. Our transitional music. We have
name one.
Now, each one of you guys to name one. Name one.
Oh, okay.
Would you say name?
I'm gonna do homework because that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do your homework.
Really?
Word of the day.
Yes. PWs.
Rimshot.
Okay,
is that a new segment? I hope it is. Yeah. Our new segment's called Rimshot.
But one of my favorite transitional music is, and PW, hit the button just real quick. It is.
Oh, I know what it is.
Okay, Boomer.
Oh,
yeah.
You figured it out. You figured it out. And I'm very proud that you figured it out.
Yes.
Okay. I'm stopping that because we're not going to do that now, are we?
No, we're not. Okay, so hanging Chad. No, you're going last. Miss Billy, did you do your homework?
I did. I had to find it really quick because I lost it, but I just found it again.
Oh, good.
So my homework is on this day in history, which is July 31st, right?
Yes.
Okay. So on this day in history, this person became the greatest Olympian of all time, the greatest Olympic medal winner of all time.
Ooh.
Wait, what year? I zoned out.
I didn't say the year. The year is 2012.
So it was a Summer Olympics.
2012.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got it.
I got
it. Anybody else think they know it?
I think I know it too now. This one, I might knows.
Okay, so I'm going to ask Dad first because he hasn't even said anything. Dad, who is the greatest Olympian of all time?
I can't think of his name. He's not Mark Spitz, but I can't
think of his name. That is correct. It is not Mark Spitz.
He
but
took
it's
over
not...
from Mark Spitz.
Spike,
and he was a swimmer.
That Spike, do you know the answer now?
I did until PW.
I know it.
Let me know I didn't.
Wait, PW, what did you say?
Not Mark Spitz.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And,
I think
and
it's,
he
I
was
think
a swimmer.
I think it's Michael Phelps.
Yes.
That is correct. That is the correct answer.
Ooh.
Chad gets the gold star.
Duh.
Yeah. You really check your Venmo before you leave today, okay?
I need some money. I'm going to Boston. Send that over.
Yes, yeah, really. Oh, yeah. Done. I'm going to send you some. Everybody's going to. Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, yeah, some people need to show up first before you pay them.
Yeah, really. Really. All right, so that was a great, great one there. Now, Hanging Chad, did you do your homework?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I did my homework and I got a little bit of extra credit for you today.
Oh, nice.
Yes. All right. So I'm going to share with you two things. The first thing is, do you guys know about the Fizzerator?
The who?
Refrigerator.
Nope. It's called the Fizzix, and it looks like this. Now, Billy, I'm going to do a lot of show and tell today, so you have to describe it for our listening audience. Where's my camera?
Okay, we can't. You have to turn off your...
Hold it to your nose. That's the best way to do it.
Hang on. Okay, here we go. It looks like this. Hang on. Blurry. I know, Billy. I know.
Can I give a suggestion? Hold the camera to your nose, the phone to your nose. Then it'll be not like that. The other way. Then it'll be in focus. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So.
There's a picture of like a camera and a beer.
Okay.
Like a phone is right next to a beer.
Oh, I thought it was.
It's called a Fizzix, right? You put this black part comes up. We have this in the house. I want to share it with you. So you pull this black part up. You put a can underneath the black part, and there's a tube that you put down in the can. And then you pull the spigot, and it turns a canned beer into a nitro draft beer.
It's a tap.
So
you're tapping a
if you've ever gone
beer.
To a brewery and you are a big fan of nitro beers, and nitro is alternative to carbonated beers, and the foam on a nitro beer is thicker, it lasts longer. Yeah.
And creamy almost.
Creamier and smoother.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
it's not quite as sharp a taste.
Right. It's a lot, which I prefer the sharpness. So I don't use ours too often. I like mine carbonated, not nitro, but a lot of people like nitro. And you can take any IPA can or any can really, put it in there, pull it, and then you fill it up 3/4, and then you push the handle back, and it puts the foam on top.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Okay, question.
Yeah.
Does that nitro thing have to have COT cartridge you have to put in there?
Nope.
To replace them every day?
No.
When the hell does the nitro come from?
I guess there's no cartridges in it. It's just pulling it up through the tube or something. I don't know. But there's no...
Is it battery
sound waves? It uses sound waves.
What?
The majority of the atmosphere is made
is nitrogen.
Of
nitrogen.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yeah, so it uses sound waves to do it. Anyway, look it up. It's called Fizzix. Fizzix.
Fizzix.
All right, and tell me when you're done because I got a little extra credit for y'all today.
I guess.
I typed it into the chat. F-I-Z-Z-I-C-S.
Okay.
All right. It's not that expensive. I want to say it was like $100.
Okay.
But I can't remember. It's been a little while. But it works great. It works great. If you like nitro beer, it is so worth it. Put that on in your kitchen and have that available to you.
Yeah.
I'm afraid it's sucking in all my nitrogen or whatever you said it for free.
The other thing I wanted to show you is, you know how I've been researching a lot of plant stuff and kind of into
gardening,
hydroponics. Look how far I've come.
Hold it to your nose. What the?
This is
what
a downspout. It's a downspout from the side of your house. A gutter.
Put it capped off. Right.
It's capped off, right? On both sides.
Oh, I see.
And these, if this is a pool noodle cut, and you put plants in here, and the nutrient sits in the downspout, and they grow, like you can grow your own lettuce in your kitchen.
And then eventually, the roots from the plant clog the downspout.
Well, yeah. That's what you want to happen.
Sure, because you're going to use the water.
So all you need is a grow light, and you can grow your own lettuce in your kitchen. You can grow everything, anything you want.
Okay, question. Here I am. Okay, so you actually bought is that the gutters that you cut and made that way?
Yeah, yes. So you just buy a downspout. But right? Yeah, and I actually, to be honest, didn't do this. My wonderful father helped me because I would have cut myself, but he
true
capped
story.
It off for me, and I'm ready to grow.
So
he delivered it this morning.
You got downspouts, and then you cap the ends off, and then you cut holes.
Right. So you would take one of these off, right? And this is how you put the nutrients in there, and it stays in there like a tub. And then you put your cut piece of pool noodle. You need sprouts, right? So you're going to have to plant your seeds. Once they sprout, you move the sprout in the green part. And then it'll drink all the nutrients in the bottom, and you can just put a grow light above it, and you can grow plants inside.
So I can't grow things like tomatoes, huh?
Yeah, you
sure.
can grow anything.
Oh, yeah. But that's so thin. I mean, the stem of my tomatoes will be too fat for that pool noodle.
Well, you have them hang down.
Okay.
I mean, tomatoes would be difficult because they climb, right? So, you know, maybe not try doing it with a climber, but you could if you wanted to put like a grate above it to where the tomatoes could weave up and climb.
Okay, like I say, I'm not poo-pooing on your design. I'm just asking questions. So the goal of that thing is to grow plants in the house.
Yeah, because
grow food in the house.
Yeah, Florida is so hot. So like a lot of lettuce doesn't grow in Florida, but if you do it inside under the right, you know, light and feed it right with the nutrients, and you have a system, you can have year-round lettuce. You don't have to buy lettuce anymore. That's kind of the goal.
That is cool as I be damned. That's
yeah.
Wow.
Now,
and for our listening audience, the Reasonable X agrees by nodding.
Oh, yes. Can you hear me?
What's the time? We talk on the wall. Ooh, damn. Half the show.
Well, maybe he did his homework.
I don't understand what happened. I had everything set up perfectly, and then the audio wouldn't
work. Did you revert back to dial-up?
No, I don't. I don't know what happened.
Do you know why you're working now? Okay. Okay. So with that being said, you can do your homework.
I didn't have time, Spike.
He had other homework this morning.
Hold on a second. What is your homework, may I ask?
I was supposed to come up with an uninteresting story.
Okay.
But I was too busy.
You couldn't log on today.
He's had a very interesting day. He didn't have anything to...
Well, I couldn't come up with an uninteresting story because I was spending so much time watching that UFO stuff on TV and sort of studying that stuff.
So, wait, is that on the news right now?
That was on the news this week.
It was...
So
I'm not paying attention to the news. So what's the UFO thing?
Oh, okay. Well, they're people that are high up in like top secret government reporting that we actually have, the government actually has in its grasp a crashed UFO with a non-human biologic.
Really? Like in the movies?
Yeah,
they took. Yeah, just like in the movies.
So Billy, I need Billy to confirm. Wait, I don't know if I believe anybody else.
Wait, I would like you to
BW
to reveal your news source. Where are you getting this news from?
There's actual congressional hearings going on.
There are actual congressional hearings.
Except the people that are testifying are nobody.
Yeah.
They're testifying on what supposedly other people are doing.
Yeah, but this guy, it was his job to research this stuff.
No, it wasn't. It's just a conspiracy nut.
Yeah, the one thing I got out of
who used to be in the Air Force, you know.
Yeah, well, did you watch the testimony?
I did.
Incredible.
Okay. I did. It made me ill.
It did.
Okay.
UFO.
So there's some people think this is a smokescreen to distract us from certain political activities that are going on.
Okay.
Supposed to be fascinated with this rather than seeing about like indictments and people being charged with crimes and such. You think that's the reason?
Well,
doing
it won Roz over.
Well, okay,
because we can't do two things at once, right?
Oh, yeah. is Roswell?
Roswell, yeah.
Is Roswell?
Yeah.
All right. So, all right. Before we go any further, nice to have you join us, Voice of Reason, because you are the reason we're here. And I'll wait till you take a sip.
That's a second beer.
How you sticking?
Sticking like a guy who you can hear.
Yeah.
And I'm also I'm really interested in your hydroponics. That looked pretty cool.
Yeah,
and to just take two common objects, a pool noodle, okay, and a downspout, and add some nutrients and water and be able to grow out of that is really neat. You could set up, even if you set it up outside, it would be so easy to water those plants. I mean, you could just have like strip after strip of those.
Well, technically, you wouldn't need to water them. Because you're getting all the water they need from the water in the tank.
In the tube.
They would use that water up.
Yeah, you'd have to keep the nutrients full.
Yeah, maybe once a day you just put a little bit of water in the end of the tube.
Well, great segment, Hanging Chad. I got one thing to say. I know the clay pot industry is mad at you.
Yeah, the dirt industry.
Yeah, people make
clay pots. Usually put the pool noodle in my pants.
Will grow.
Yeah.
That will look like you're growing something also.
Yeah,
really. All right, so let's do this, what we like to call topic-changing music.
Oh. All right, here comes our first topic with a visible and audible Steve.
Okay, I like to call this topic here. Now, you guys listen to this.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yes, you can not do that.
Yes, you can not do that.
It was guess.
Yes, you can not do that.
Two.
Yes, you can not do that.
All right, so this story here is pretty interesting, wild to me, and I'm figuring how this works. A California family has earned millions of dollars by recycling bottles and cans. Because in California, when you buy an item that's recyclable, they charge you between 5 to 10 cents to the item, but you get that money back when you return the bottles. I remember they used to do that in Florida. They used to do that for a while. I don't know how many people do that, right? So
everybody in Tampa recycles. They just put it in the recycle thing.
Right. But they used to give you some money back, and they give you in California, like say you get between 5 and 10% in the California Redemption Value Program, the CRV. It's a program that they're doing where they have more than 1,200 recyclable centers around the area.
Yep.
Well, like I say, one California family has earned $7.6 million over an 8-month period recycling.
Nice.
Are they California.
So they drink a lot of soda.
Are they an Arizona family?
They are now under indictment for fraud.
Why?
Why?
Aren't they an Arizona family?
You want to tell the story?
Okay, go ahead. They are California.
Can I guess how they did it? And you tell me if they're right.
Yes.
I think that they put out an announcement saying, bring us your recycling. We'll pay you a nominal fee, but it would be less than what they would get. You know, it would still make a profit. But if you get enough people bringing your recycling to you, then you can then take that. You can take people's savings, and it's now your savings.
Okay, yeah, that's one way. But I don't know.
No. Okay.
All right. So, Boyce kept trying to hint to it. So what happens is, this is a family. Is eight family members. They live in both California and Arizona. What they were doing, they were importing aluminum bottles and cans from
other states.
From Arizona, bringing in, like, they brought in something like tons and tons of it. Obviously, they had to get $7 million. Tons and tons of bringing in recyclable cans from other states.
Yeah.
And where they say that.
Which is pretty close to what I was saying.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty close.
Yeah, you're getting people to bring you their recycling, and then you get to take. But go ahead, you didn't finish. So, but I love this.
But California was paying what, 5 cents a can?
They were paying up to 5 to 10 cents per pound or per can or whatever it was. But these were the thing was, the people were bringing in items from out of state. Like if you bought a Coke in Arizona, you bring that Coke can into California and take it to the recyclable center and you get 5 cents back. My thing on that is, why is that wrong? You recycle it for the world, because we are the world.
Because they're setting up, so they're charging people for that fee so that they will then recycle. It's like a promoting the recycling part of it, but that they're pulling, it's tied to that upfront fee, because now they're pulling from another state. I don't know.
Yeah, but the other state, Arizona, doesn't have a recyclable thing. Go ahead, Billy.
So a quote from a blurb in an article that I just looked up says, more than $1 million worth of illegally imported beverage containers was found. So it's illegal to import a beverage container, apparently. This isn't that something that I was, you know. So Chad, make sure that you don't bring any beverage containers when right, you go to Boston.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
Yeah, no, wait. Here is what the problem is. California charges when you buy a can of soda.
Yeah.
There's a deposit.
True. Right?
You're paying that's what I'm saying. Nickel in. And then you're getting the nickel back when you turn it in.
Right. Right. Nope. Nobody's paying anything.
Exactly. When it comes from Arizona, where soda cans are free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah, it's tied to that upfront cost, because you're breaking even if it's a California bottle.
Right.
But if it's an Arizona bottle, the customer's making that profit.
Yes.
Totally. Which is really smart.
It is.
And I feel like this person should not be in jail. They should be running some kind of
organization.
Yeah.
Criminal organization.
Well, but put your skills to a more, you know, something that will benefit the world.
So let's run this different. So if I bought a Coke in California.
Right.
It costs 10 cents more.
Right. And then I took it to Arizona. And I just threw it away.
You'd be out.
Oh, now you're losing. Yeah, now you're losing money.
Losing 10 cents.
Yeah, that would show that you're not very smart.
Yeah. So do you think that they carry their bottles back across the state line?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, what if I got it?
You're only here. When you turn in stuff for recycling to California and you get paid, you're getting your own money back, the extra fee that you paid for those items that you purchased in California.
That's if almost you're true, bringing, not really. Because if I just walk up to California right now and I pick up a can off the ground and take it there, I'm getting free money, aren't I?
Yeah, you're
getting,
you would
the
be.
Person, you're getting the 10 cents that the person who bought that Coke wasted by throwing the can away.
Nope. What if the person was in Vegas and they bought Coke and they drove to California and then they finished their Coke and then they threw it on the ground?
Now they're losing it.
No. They threw in the ground.
They bought it in Vegas.
Right. And then I picked it up and took it to the recyclable place.
Right. You are pointing out the problem in actually policing something like this. Because how are you able to police that? That you went to Vegas for the weekend, you came back with this Coke, you turned it in for the, well, you didn't spend the 5 cents for that can. So you shouldn't be getting 5 cents back for that can because it was in Vegas.
You should pick up that can. That can, you should pick it up and throw it back into Arizona.
Yes.
There you go.
If you're a good California
guy. Or Nevada.
And the other thing is, you won't find a can on the ground in California. That's the whole point of the thing.
Yeah. Which is, it's smart and stupid because it's smart because it makes you want to recycle. It makes me want to go pick up cans in California. But it also is like policing its right. I'll just bring my Florida cans.
But I always
used to do it as a kid.
Yeah, me too.
We had deposit bottles.
Yeah, we used to do it also.
And
yeah.
I used to get the wagon, fill it up.
Yeah, Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper. You used to have to return those glass bottles.
Do you remember when all those glass bottles had like a ridge around the top part where it was sort of worn down? That's because as they went through the conveyor belt and got cleaned and everything, they all were like dinking into each other, and it would wear like a ring around the top of the bottle. I remember
I
this.
I didn't know that.
In Germany.
I'm not that old, Billy.
Yeah, so. Really. Yeah. Come on. But that just seems wrong to me because California says, "Bring me a can, and I will give you money for recyclable." That's all they're saying. They don't say, "Bring me a can that was bought in America." I mean, in California.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
We'll give you your deposit back.
So now, it's a deposit. Here's where they could take it to the next level. They change it from cans to grocery bags. I will make a fortune.
Why?
You guys don't have like piles of like plastic bags. In your kitchen?
Oh, yeah. I'll think of it.
Like that I cannot, like, I will take those to the recycling bin, like in front of Publix, and like 2 days later, I have a whole nother huge ass, two huge bag.
I don't know why we don't throw those away. We got tons of them. I got a thing full of them here, but I bring home some stuff. Put it right in there with the rest of them. Just I don't know why I'm throwing away. I guess because they're polluted.
All you need to do is just take one of those bags that you have and hang it on something. Then you stuff the other bags into it.
Which is what we do, but it fills up so fast. Could you imagine if we could make money off those?
Serious. Well, to put a bow on this story here, that family of the people that was doing it, they're facing 3 years in prison for the federal charges of importing illegal cans and bottles. Question to the resistance fighters real quick. For $7.6 million, would you take the squeeze over that? When I mean by that, would you just say, well, geez, I 3 years in the pen, I get out with $7.6 million?
I don't think they get to keep the money. I'm sure they seized all of those assets.
Oh, yeah, I would think so. Because otherwise,
especially if it was the federal government, they would take all of that money back from them.
Well, then I don't need to go to jail. Took my money.
So Spike's saying, would you go to jail for $7 million for 3 years?
No, you would still go to jail and they would take your money away. I'm certain that that's what's actually happening.
But
and a big guy in jail would have his
way. Let's rip it from this topic.
It's a federal
prison. If someone paid you $7 million, would you voluntarily go to jail for 3 years?
Yes, I'm answering.
I think I would.
Yeah.
I would not.
You wouldn't? For $7.6 million?
Jail is not a nice place. Do you know the stories of the things that happen in jail?
Yeah.
So goddamn.
Especially when the big guy says, what are you in for? Oh, recycling? Yeah.
Well, how about this? Yeah. Why don't I say recycling with bass in my voice? Recycling.
Yeah,
that's not going to work. Matter. Yeah, that's totally not going to matter work. To anybody.
Don't mess with that, dude.
Yeah.
You recycle.
He recycles.
Really? Okay, I'm in for murder. See?
Here's what I would say. My response would be none of your, and I'd have to use some strong language.
Yeah.
Business punk.
Ooh, look at the big brain on him.
That's for me to know and for you.
And then they would do things to Steve.
Yes.
None of your business, punk.
And okay. Then the voice would figure out how to unmute his phone. I mean,
that would be my response.
Okay, so let's do one more quick topic changing music.
All right, that was a topic. And you know what's going to happen now? We're going to have another topic on the Spike and the Mike Show.
All right, I like to call this topic here, take this job and kiss my whole entire tall human waste producer.
Oh.
Take this job and kiss my whole
entire
tall waste producer.
There you go. You got it, Daddy.
He's really trying to mess you up today.
All right. So now listen to this story here. Donna Hasbro, she's a 68-year-old woman who worked at a Lowe's in Georgia for many years. She worked in the home improvement department, right? So three people came into the store in her area, loaded up a shopping cart, and tried to, and worth $2,100 worth of merchandise, and tried to just leave the store without paying. Well, Donna, trying to be employment of the week, grabbed the cart and said, tried to stop me from leaving. But that's right. When one of the thieves hit her in the face three times, knocked the slob out of her, knocked her out with a black eye. Now, despite the attack, Lowe says Hasbro was fired because she violated store policies when it comes to shoplifting. They fired her when it comes to the terms of shoplifting. I guess the fact that she tried to stop them from doing it and then she got beat up, they fired her. Now, Lowe's people came back there, came back and said, first and foremost, there's nothing more important than safety to our customers and our associates. Products can be replaced. People cannot. And we continue to work closely with the law enforcement to investigate and prosecute those responsible for the death and the violence attack. I mean, for the theft and the violence attack. Now, what say you about Lowe's? Should Lowe's have fired her?
Yes.
Hanging Chad. Should Lowe's have fired her?
Yes.
Right. A voice of reason?
Yes, they needed to fire her. That was their policy. She's supposed to follow their policy.
And Billy's?
So does everybody understand the policy that she broke?
I understand the logic behind
it. She tried to stop them.
Instead of just letting them go and protecting herself.
Yeah, but Lowe's is protecting themselves.
Yeah.
Because if she were to get killed, that's an even more troublesome lawsuit.
So voice of reason?
She was injured on the job.
BW, what say you? Should Lowe's have fired her?
You gave a price for the amount of stuff.
$2,100.
How much?
$2,100 worth of.
She should have been able to keep all that stuff. Since she stopped it from leaving, it's now hers.
Even though she got
she's the now.
Yeah, because
owner
nobody's allowed. Yeah, nobody's allowed to stop people from stealing. Well, she could be born stealing.
She's a problem.
So she's a small chested woman with
spouts and some 2x4s.
With 500 huge brassieres.
And she got beat up. Well, now the kick of this story is the senior manager at Lowe's says, we spoke with Donna today, we reinstated her at her job, and we're pleased to announce that she had accepted the offer to return to Lowe's.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, they hired her back?
Yes.
They did.
As what, like security guard?
Because of the social media backlash. That's why they hired her back. Because people were paying attention.
Okay,
Lowe's was just
I don't think they wanted
zigzagging whatever would keep them out of the most trouble.
Yeah, really. So my question to the resistance fighters: do y'all remember the name of the title? The title of this?
Yes. Yes.
Something about.
Kissing.
Yeah.
Kissing
Take this job and kiss my poop producer.
Yeah, really. So that's my opinion on that. I would have told Lowe's, y'all can take this whole job and kiss my entire tall human producer.
Tall.
Tall. So would you have went back to the job, Billy?
Probably not. I would have hired a lawyer.
How about you, Hanging Chad?
Probably I would have, because, you know, employment's employment, but I would be looking at other options.
How about you?
In mall security guard or something.
Yeah, really, mall cop.
I obviously have a skill set that I didn't know I had.
PW?
Not only would I take the job back, but then I'd have everyone in my family come and take merchandise and just wave at them and go out. Yeah.
So you said $2,100?
Yeah.
That's probably like one cart of lumber.
Well, it could have been a sofa. It was in Home Improvement. It could have been a sofa.
It was like two sheets of plywood.
No, it's in Lowe's. It's not Home Improvement. They don't sell sofas in Lowe's.
Maybe
no, but they sell ceiling fans. It could have been, you know,
yeah, could have been
$2,100 worth of ceiling fans.
Right. Or a bidet.
Or a bidet, yeah. Correct. A spigot for your kitchen sink.
Yeah.
We're not going to name all the merchandise. Are we really going to do this for the rest
of the show? Could have been a staple gun.
Yeah.
Voice of Reason, would you have took the job back?
You spy. Oh. Yeah. You know what I suspect is it's the policy of the company to fire the employee. So the employer did what he had to do. It was his job. But maybe the company doesn't have a policy where they can just immediately give them a promotion and fire them back. So maybe the store manager was a good guy. It's a great store to work at. He fired her, did his job, and then hired her back.
Here's what I'm interested in.
Because there's no rule against hiring them back. He had to fire her, but there was nothing to stop him from hiring her back.
Oh, he told her.
If they hired her back, I'm curious if they had her sign like a upon employment or being employed upon us hiring you back, you can't sue us or something like that.
Probably. I'm sure.
Yeah, it was probably
the rule is they can't do anything to stop or, you know, apprehend shoplifters once they've left the store. She went outside of the store and grabbed a hold of the shopping cart in the parking lot.
Oh, really?
That's where this whole altercation happened.
I thought her last name was Lowe's.
Serious. Damn. How much did she want that sofa to get back in the store?
I'd be like, buy a sofa.
Serious.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I wanted to talk more about that, but, you know, when you're having fun, time flies and who knows what's going on. So without further ado, I think we have to go around the room and ask the resistance fighters what stuck with you. And let's do this before his audio goes out. Voice of Reason, what stuck with you?
The shortest show ever. It seemed like 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
Really? All right, Billy, what stuck with you?
That I didn't know that Steve could use the hand raise thing. I didn't know he knew how to do that.
Or take it off.
Or take it off, exactly.
Or take it off.
That stuck with me. It's going to stick with me for the rest of my life.
Why? Yeah, okay. And Hanging Chad, what stuck with you? What is going on?
I think that I'm just really happy that Steve eventually got on the show today.
Yes. And PWs, what stuck with you?
That if all I need is a pool noodle, I can grow lettuce in my pants.
Really? And what stuck with me was I think that California is trying to say me, me, me. We're trying to recycle to save the entire planet, not just California. Your job is to take recycles and recycle it. Don't ask me where it came from. God dang it. Don't be doing people like that.
It stole money.
But I'll go to jail for $7.6 million for 3 years. You know why? Because I'm going to say recycling it. And that will stop them. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic Show. Programming note. I don't think there's going to be a show next week. I will be out of town. Everybody's going to be gone. So listen to the replays. Enjoy it. This is Spike on the Mic, and we are out. One.